The weather stayed fine, and they pushed onward until the island was a mere dot on the horizon behind them. Logalog noted the position of the sun and set a further course. Mara could not help noticing the admiring glances every beast cast at her sword. As she paddled, it lay beside her, sparkling in the sunlight, its beautiful red pommel stone shining above the black-bound hilt with its flaring silver cross-trees, the mirrored steel of the blade clear ice-blue, deep blood-channeled, and keenly double-edged down to the awesomely dangerous tip. It was a true warrior's weapon, with no unnecessary fancy bits and no sign of weakness in its design. The swordmaker had forged and tempered it with one thing in mind, a stout blade that would serve its owner well in battle. She stared at it hard until a dizziness came over her. Shaking her head, the young badger maid blinked and rubbed her eyes as she glanced out over the lake, then back to the sword. She gave a start. Pickle noticed her strange behavior.
What ho, old girl? Are you all right?
Mara picked up the sword. Bringing it close to her face, she peered at the blade until her breath misted it.
Can you see anything in this blade, Pickle?
The young hare took a look and shook his head.
No, not a belly thing. Why'd you ask?
I saw the face of a mouse looking at me from the blade. A warrior mouse, fiercer than any fighting badger.
Mara kept her voice low so that only he could hear. Pickle let one ear droop comically.
You didn't eat any strange fruit or plants on that island, did you? I remember one time I scoffed an old preserved damson. I was sick as a frog for a day, and you wouldn't believe the things I saw when I tried shutting my eyes.
Mara jabbed him with the end of her paddle.
Don't talk silly, it was nothing like that. I tell you, I'd swear I saw this warrior mouse looking straight at me from the blade of that sword.
Logalog had overheard Mara. He offered an explanation.
What you saw was probably the face of the shrew sitting behind you. The blade was lying at an angle where it caught his reflection and distorted it. What with the sunlight and the movement of the boat. It couldn't be anything else, Mara, believe me.
Mara thought about it for a moment, then nodded.
Aye, you're probably right, Logalog.
As she resumed paddling, she glanced back at the shrew behind her. He was an old Gausam member, with a thin face, one good eye, and a flowing grey beard. Nothing remotely like the fierce, hot-eyed warrior she'd seen reflected in the mirrored blade. Morning gave way to noontide. They ate as they paddled, travelling on without any untoward event. Earthwhite stood up carefully and stretched his cramped limbs, turning this way and that as he rolled the stiffness out of his thick leg muscles. Suddenly he pointed and cried out,
"Over there, to the left, dark shapes in the water."
Immediately the crews felt a chill of fear run through them. Was there more than one deep coiler? Perhaps the monster had a mate that was seeking vengeance for the slaying of its partner. Logalog gave orders for them to ship paddles and be silent. The two logboats lay still and quiet on the waters, some of the Gausam shrews even holding their breath with apprehension. When Mara could stand the suspense no longer, she turned to Pickle.
Come on, Folger, you've got good long sight. Up on my shoulders and tell us what you can see.
Nordo and Logalog steadied Mara's footpaws as Pickle climbed up and stretched his lanky frame.
Can't see much, you chaps. Afraid it's too far away. Paddle over to the left a bit, please, and maybe then it'll become clear.
Logalog gave the order.
Stay where you are in that other boat. No sense in putting two craft in danger. Right, Gausam, no paddle splashes now. Nice and easy, long, deep strokes. Paddle over that way.
Still balanced on Mara's shoulders, Pickle shaded both eyes with a paw, flopping his ears over to add to the shade. The shrews pulled well and strongly. Not a spare drop of water fell from their paddle blades as the logboat glided smoothly over the lake, silent as a feather floating on the breeze. Mara stood still as the trunk of a tree as Pickle narrowed his eyes and strove to make something of the dark shapes that shimmered in the sunlight on the surface. Suddenly his ears stood erect and he muttered out of the side of his mouth.
Logalog, old scout, you've got friends out here. Some beast is calling your name.
The shrew leader looked up.
Calling my name?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Pickle nodded.
Shall I tell you what they're saying?
He threw back his head and shouted,
Logalog! Logalog!
Immediately, Logalog swung into action, his deep, shrew voice roaring out orders.
It's Gowsome Shrews. They need help. You shrews in the other boat, follow us. Bend your backs, dig those paddles deep and pull. Logalog, logalog, log!
The two logboats raced across the waters, paddles flashing as bow waves churned up and the vessels rocked from side to side. Pickle leapt down and grabbed up his paddle to match Mara's stroke.